Welcome to Shomach Shalom Nadav, your sponsor, Lui Nishma, Asaram B'Yakov Shalom, Leah B'Sitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin. A very interesting sugi that we have over here in Daf Tzayin with Beis is the Gemara tells us that Adam Einu Nidoin Elo Kefi, where he is right now. As the Gemara says, Adam Elefi Maisa Shalom Yisrashah. You judge him based on what he is right now, and you're learning from Yishma. As we mentioned, that's the reason it happens on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned over here, because it has to do with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Adam Nidoin Elefi Maisa Shalom Yisrashah. And that's one of the reasons brought down that we read the Parsha of Yishmael, Vasher Rosham, on Rosh Hashanah, to remind us that's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. So the question that everybody asks, the classic question is, we know the Ben Soirer Umoire Nidoin Elefi Soifer. Ben Soirer Umoire, why do we punish Ben Soirer Umoire? Because we know he's going to be bad in the future. So if you know Ben Soirer will be bad in the future, you're not Nidoin Elefi Maisa Shalom Yisrashah. So if so, Adi, why here you go based on Yisrael Shah, Mitzvah Yomar, you don't? Who is steer between Yishmael and Mitzvah Yomar? That's the question the Mashur asks this question over here. So the Mashur answers, he says, the pshat is that we are talking about Yishmael, he didn't do anything wrong. The one who did wrong is his children. Shaking Mitzvah Yomar, he himself did something wrong. Problem is, the first one this is talking about Rosh Hashanah as well, talking about ourselves. So how does that fit? So after that, what the Mashur is talking about, other before you bring on the Inyakov, someone the first you bring in, it's brought down in the Sasemis. The idea is that Pitzoy and Moire did something bad. The Yishmael did not do something bad that deserves to be dead. That's what the Mashur means. His children didn't mean, he himself is not in that place. So that's what it means over here as well. Says the Mashur. Adam Nidoin, if he has a choice to show, if the mice that he has right now are not part of the trajectory that's going to bring him to be a Pitzoy and Moire, so he's doing Nidoin Lefi Hashav. Pitzoy Yomoyu started already that Mahalach to get to be a Rosh Merusha, then he punished him based on the future. Okay, that's the Marshal. Rav Isaac Sher says a little different pshat. He says a pshat which is a little more, you know, opposite of what you would think. He says, when you need Nidoin Lefi Maisa Shavoyis Hashav, is that something good or is that something bad? He says, that's something which is not so gishmak. Why not? Because, why do you need Nidoin Lefi Maisa Shavoyis Hashav? I'm not giving you the leeway to take it to account what's happening in the future. Pitzoy Yomoyer is a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him chesed. The chesed is, I don't want to let you become such a Rasha. I'll take you away before you become a Rasha. Like it's brought down by Chanoich. The Chanoich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away before he becomes a Rasha. Also, Ben Tzoy Yomoyer, before he becomes a Rasha, is a chesed of Hashem. That's a chesed says, if I say, Sharon, by Jews, not by Goy. But in Rosh Hashanah, the special deen, Adam Nidoin Lefi Maisa Shavoyis Hashav. Because Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to go in Rosh Hashanah to go based on the future, because that's the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah. So, din of right now. Okay, so that's the second answer. Third answer is the answer of the Maharal and the Gurayos, so the Rabbi Mizrahi says it. There's a difference between Beis Din Shemato and Beis Din Shemala. Beis Din Shemato, they judge a person based on what's going to be in the future. But Beis Din Shemala don't judge a person based on the future, judge him based on what he is right now. That's the whole counterintuitive. It's the exact opposite of what you would think. If you are Beis Din Shemala, you know the future. Beis Din Shemala don't know the future. So I always understood the Maharal as follows. Shad is like this. Beis Din Shemala, of course, they know the future. They know the future in certainty. So if Beis Din Shemala will judge based on the future, ain't the dumbest life. Any kid who was born should be punished right away. Because we know it's going to happen in the future. Because Bible did not create the world in a place that you can't live. We can't go based on the future. The future, we know the future. So if you're going to judge in the future, nobody's going to have a life. So that's a Beis Din Shemala that's only based on what you have right now. Beis Din Shemala, then, we don't know the future. We're just assuming, based on his mind scene, what's going to happen. That's something you can judge. I saw now that the Iyun Yaakov, on the Yaakov, says a little differently, maybe more simple, and maybe more understood. So Shah is like this. Beis Din Shemala, they don't know what's going to happen in the future, where he's going to be, where are we going to be. Are we going to catch him before he does the bad thing? Or he's going to do without aid, without a straw, and it could be too late? Beis Din Shemala said, we don't have to punish him now. Once we get, if he is going to get to that situation, where he's going to be a Rosh Merusha, he's going to do something very bad, then we'll keep punishing him. I'd be yadi to punish him whenever I want, Beis Din Shemala. So we don't have to, there's no risk in not doing the punishment right now. Beis Din Shemala, so to speak, have a risk. You're not going to do it now. you may miss out, and that's why Beis Shemala go based on now, Beis Shemala go in the future. So these are three explanations of why the chiluk between the Tzoyu Meire and the story of Yishmael. Anyone who wants to join the Shem Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shemmachshava@gmail.com.